This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network, going border to border, sea to shining sea. Today is Saturday, May the 20th, 2023. It's a good day, but I didn't see too much of my ex-wife. Walter, how are we doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing good. I didn't see any of your ex-wife, so I'm doing better than you.
Yeah. Yep. And that's good to hear. Anyways, we, as usual, want to welcome our special listeners. Little Billy Keebler, who is vacationing in the he's in Florida, in Orlando. Trying to get on some of the Disney rides. Billy's a little bit short. Also, we want to say hello to Ms. Crabtree, our favorite teacher, who's enjoying herself out tonight with friends and family. And we want to say hello to Stas, who's probably our most loyal listener, the most loyal listener to the entire Liberty News Radio Network. Stay safe out there, Stas, because it is a jungle. Also, to round out Police Week, as usual, we want to remember the men and women of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. Fortunately, tonight, we have no names to read off, so stay safe out there, one and all. First news story tonight is about Miller Lite. Now, back in March, Miller Coors came out with a commercial. I think it is only broadcast on YouTube and social media. Anyways, they thought they were going to dodge a bullet because on April the 1st, Bud Light came out with Dylan Mulvaney, the dude who wants to be a girl, and all hell broke loose. But anyways, in this commercial for Miller Lite, you have a bunch of ugly, homely-looking women talking about beer. The narrator, who just not pretty on the eyes, berated beer companies for putting out advertisements showing hot women drinking beer. And then Miller Brewing wants beer drinkers to send in those advertisements. I guess the ones made of paper, not the ones you see on video or YouTube or what have you. Back to Miller Brewing. So they get these paper advertisements or advertisement with scantily clad women selling beer, and they're going to turn it into mulch and then turn it into something else to eventually make some hops to give it to female brewers for celebrate women, I guess. I don't know. But It's absolutely hysterical because every woman is a Karen, looks like a three, and the number of female brewers in this country is probably almost zero. So the actress portraying a brewer, of course, is black. Got to have some diversity in there. And anyways, but it's once again Miller Coors, like Anheuser-Busch, forgot who drinks the product, who buys the product. It's not these Karens walking around with their Prince Valiant hair and their flannel shirts or their hoodies. It's straight white men such as myself, such as you, Mr. Yerkew, such as little Billy Keebler, such as Stas. Straight white men buy and consume beer. Anyways, Walt, you remember the Miller Lite commercials back in the 70s and 80s?
Yeah. Tastes great, nice feeling.
Yep, and all these sports icons, you had John Madden, Bob Uecker, Bubba Smith, Mickey Spillane, he was in a commercial. Also, your Uncle Eddie, Popeye Egan, was in a commercial. And it was absolutely funny because these macho sports legends were saying, you know, tastes great, less filling. And, you know, eventually school kids would be doing that. But these commercials, you didn't see any Mary Tyler Moore, Betty White, or Barbara Billingsley from Leave It to Beaver. No, you didn't see any of that. But you had Anheuser-Busch that came out with Spuds McKenzie, where you had a dog surrounded by beautiful, scantily clad women. Now, if you think about it, what's the dog doing with these women? Why are they hanging around? But that's a much, much different show at a much, much later time. But anyways, the thing is, it worked. I remember back in the 90s, Old Milwaukee came out with the Swedish Bikini Team. Now, Old Milwaukee is one of those beers that blue-collar men who have rusty F-150 pickup trucks, who smoke generic cigarettes, buy because they frankly don't have enough money for a Budweiser. So, but it worked great. The beer was still garbage, but the campaign was awesome. But you know, nowadays it's just not. You can't find beer that's woke. All the major companies are owned by either one company or the other, and they're all woke. So what I did, if you go on our website, 75radio.org, you have a listing of companies, smaller breweries that are not woke. Include Narragansett's, Stroh's Brewery, FX Matt Brewery in Utica, New York, Genesee Brewery in Rochester, New York, and then this one company, Two-Headed IPA. That's what Charlie Duff turned me on. It's absolutely delicious beer. And as far as I know, the company's not woke yet. But anyways, Walt, you got any comments, questions, or concerns about woke beer?
Well, you know, I'm a little fugazi on this topic. You know, if you remember back in the 60s, 70s, and maybe early 80s, chicks were selling mufflers and carburetors. There was always a scantily clad hottie standing next to a Mustang, you know, with a carburetor in her hand or something. So I guess they're trying to play off on some of that, or, you know, some of that kind of thing. I don't know. But then again, we didn't hear anything about anybody being woke in the 70s and 80s.
No, which, and it's like the airline had the commercial that came out with these gorgeous stewardesses saying, fly me to New York. More or less, I mean, are they selling transportation? They're selling sex, but just fly me to New York. Fly me to Los Angeles for whatever airline. But anyways, we're coming to our first commercial break. Next, we're going to talk about our favorite mayor and what some Jezebel is doing to Rudy Giuliani. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. This week got me really fired up. A former employee of former Mayor Rudy Giuliani named Noelle Dunphy claims that she was sexually assaulted by His Honor and is owed $2 million in back wages from Mayor Giuliani. Now, Ms. Dunphy is suing Mayor Giuliani for $10 million. And I read this and I said, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Because Ms. Dunphy claims that the mayor used her as some sort of sex slave and sexual acts was condition of employment. It's like, hey, baby, come work for me. I'll pay you $2 million a year. And, you know, you got to perform sexual acts on me. And my thing was, like, the likelihood of Rudy Giuliani paying anybody $1 million a year, unless it's, like, say, Bill Bratton or one of his former deputy mayors or somebody that really, really knows what they're doing, sounds like bunk. Second, the likelihood of the mayor paying somebody for sexual favors, terms of condition, I call bravo to you on that. But anyways, Ms. Dunphy, you accepting the position with the alleged condition of performing sexual favors on Mayor Giuliani makes you a prostitute. Simple. If you're getting paid a wage, or if you're getting paid currency for services rendered that includes sexual acts, that is prostitution. So the mayor is hired you as a $2 million prostitute. Ms. Dunphy also claims that Mayor Giuliani popped Viagra and would initiate sex acts when he was drinking booze. And what's funny that she was fired in 2021. So, think about this, folks. This girl is hired by Mayor Giuliani and allegedly has to perform sexual acts on Mayor Giuliani and is fired. Mayor Giuliani fired her. Said, all right, like Donald Trump, you're fired. So, she must really, really suck at that job. I mean, if you get hired for performing sexual acts on somebody and you get fired, you might need to go to remedial education or remedial instruction. But that's absolutely crazy. Another allegation was that Mayor Giuliani and Donald Trump were selling presidential pardons for $2 million a piece. So if you want if you want a pardon, you got to pony up $2 million to Mayor Giuliani and Trump, and they split the difference. But, you know, the thing about that is that I live in Washington, D.C., or the Washington, D.C. area. I didn't choose to do that. I hope to move out sooner than later. But anyways, nothing is kept secret in this town. We've heard nothing for 4 years of the Trump administration. We heard nothing but leaks from the Trump administration. And, you know, something like this might catch somebody's attention because all the staffers that work for President Trump or President Biden, or it doesn't matter who the president is, they want to get good with the local media, with the cocktail circuit in Georgetown. So, the president and Giuliani selling pardons for $2 million a piece. I call Bravo Sierra on that. But anyways, for him drinking too much booze and going racist and anti-Semitic rants, my thing is who hasn't or who doesn't? So, I also call Bravo Sierra on that. So anyways, but think about this. Here's my message to Ms. Dunphy. You were hired to be a prostitute, and you get fired because you don't know what to do. Now you want to go all over the dumpster fire media and whore yourself again. Because with this, all these allegations in the election season, you will be on CNN. You will be on MSNBC. You will be contacted by Politico, The Hill, and all these other rotten organizations. And so you can whore yourself out again. And who knows, maybe Joe Scarborough needs a new wife. But, if that's the case, Noel, you better take care of him real good, or, you might find yourself like an intern down in Florida. But, Ms. Dunphy, I'm also saying that you're not a liar, or it did not happen. Maybe it did happen, but there's a time and a place where people kept their holes shut. Both of them. So anyways, when this blows over, which it will, people forget your name and your telephone number, and you're only being used until Election Day. Now, for the Giulianis, again, Rudy has denied it. He hasn't said much about it, which is good, because his lawyers are saying, don't say anything. It will come out in court. But, Rudy Giuliani is one of the toughest people I know. He beat the system that is like the New York City politics and won. This was before 9/11. Rudy took on the mob and won. He took on prostate cancer and won. Now, Andrew Giuliani could have been like Hunter Biden, just being the mayor's son, or Bill de Blasio's multiracial son. But he said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to take the hard road. I'm going to run for governor. I never held a political office before. My father hasn't been in office for 30 years. We're not part of a political dynasty, unlike the Cuomo family. I'm going to run for governor. And then, on top of that, our special correspondent Heather, who was his press secretary, said, oh, yeah, Andrew, oh, by the way, you need to host a radio show, which he did at the same time. So, kudos to the Giuliani family. Now, for us, we can still consider the Giuliani family, even though Andrew moved on. And we still have Heather as a special correspondent. She's doing a project right now. She could not come on. But Walter and I are still fighters. Our stories are well documented, either in the movies or on this radio show or on a TikTok video from yours truly. But anyways, we're still going to fight for the same people who fought for us, and so should you. But we'll keep an eye on this and see what happens. Well, what's your take on this disaster?
This is just another case of whether it happened or not. Remains to be seen. But these days, it didn't matter if it happened or not. The point is, people are going into court, and I think the system needs to address that it's brought forth, and that's where the buck either goes or stops. When you sue somebody for civilly, it has to pass scrutiny by the judge if there's enough evidence to, in this case, to court. And as we all well know, that up in the higher election, higher echelon of Americans, people are in and out of court on the spur of the moment. And I don't get it. You know, I had a civil case. I had to wait. I waited 7.5 years to get into a courtroom. You know, these people are walking into court and saying, well, he owes me $2 million. I gave him sexual favors. He never paid me, and I want to sue him. Well, you know, you might be able to sue him if you had some type of a contract that he broke. But you don't need a reason to fire somebody. And the person who's feels that they've been duped in some way has to have evidence that they were fired for an entirely different reason, other than I don't need you no more kind of thing. It's just beyond me that the courts are allowing cases to be heard and televised on stuff that may or may not have happened 20 years ago. It's taking up so much time and using up so much money. Our court system is just bogged down. You know, our court system isn't built for 350 million people. And the system keeps pulling taxpayer money, but it doesn't improve. So it's just frivolous that this woman is bringing this, you know, up at this point in time, you know, right after the Trump issue. So it's all connected.
All right, take it away, boys. We'll be right back.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Jerry Barmish. President Biden remains optimistic that a debt ceiling deal can be reached in time to avoid default. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the president is ready to roll up his sleeves to work on a compromise with Republicans.
Part of the reason that he's returning home tomorrow, rather than continuing with the rest of the trip, is so that he can help lead the effort to bring it home.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has said, though, a deal needs to be reached by the end of the weekend. Russia's defense ministry claims their forces have seized the Ukrainian city of Bakhmut. On Saturday, Russia's private army said Bakhmut was completely taken around noon after troops went house to house. Ukrainian officials deny the claims and say there's still heavy fighting in the city between their troops and Russian forces. The Kremlin is issuing a warning to Western countries over a plan to send F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine. The advanced fighter jets are major upgrades to the older aircraft Ukraine has been using. Minnesota is expected to become the 23rd state to legalize recreational marijuana. The bill now heads to Governor Tim Walz's desk, who said he'd be proud to sign it into law. All signs are a go for Senator Tim Scott. He's filing to run for president in 2024. It comes ahead of an announcement that's expected to happen Monday in South Carolina. A Triple Crown winner is dashed in Baltimore on Saturday. National Treasure wins the Preakness, while Kentucky Derby winner Mage settles for third. It's trainer Bob Baffert's 8th Preakness win, but it was a bittersweet Saturday for him.
To win this, it's losing that horse today really hurt, but I'm happy for Johnny. He got the win. I have a great team. I got my boys with me. I'm sorry, but it's been a very emotional day.
Audio from NBC Sports. Blazing Sevens came in second place. The Belmont Stakes takes place in 3 weeks. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo
promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each Pure Ground Burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to OmahaSteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back, 7-5 Radio, red hot and rolling this 20th of May, 2023. Please, folks, check us out. The number 75radio.org, 75radio.org. Well, before we jump into the next subject, did you hear the news about during the break? Was it me or was it one of the people at the Preakness Stake horse race crying?
Yeah. I don't know what happened there. I didn't watch the Preakness today.
Right. Neither did I, but I was just like, why would a guy, you know, I don't know if he was one of the owners or breeder or what, but why would you be crying at a horse race unless you bet the farm and you lost? But anyways, but that's where we're at. We got men crying at horse races. Good God. I mean, many decades ago, you had 17, 18-year-old boys and younger sneaking into the military, landing at Omaha Beach and killing people. But anyways, I digress. Next, I want to talk about the hellhole this country has gone in with its crime. We got some good news about Daniel Penny. He's the Good Samaritan that saved a whole bunch of people from God knows what on a New York City subway train. His Give, Send, Go account, that's Give, Send, Go, not GoFundMe, Give, Send, Go, has raised over $2 million. That's the first piece of good news. Second piece of good news, a witness has came out and said that Jordan Neely was acting crazy, saying, kill mother effers, and that he'll take a bullet and go to jail. So Jordan Neely, Michael Jackson impersonator that the left all of a sudden just loves and worships, it said on the train he wants to kill a mother effer, and he's willing to take a bullet and go to jail. But I guess Joy Reid didn't hear about that. But anyways, with the unfortunate passing of Jordan Neely due to his own actions, every armchair police commissioner who only knows police work from watching Law and Order wants to crucify Mr. Penny. These idiots are all over cable news saying that Neely was just a Michael Jackson impersonator having a bad day, and Mr. Penny woke up wanting to become either Paul Kersey or Travis Bickle. Now, folks under the age of 40, you might have to Google those names. But these same people have not rode a subway in a long, long time. The garbage they see in the streets moves around the city by the way of subway or bus. And folks, let me tell you, there's a certain reason why, there's an obvious reason why white people don't ride the bus. Also, if you notice, if you have ridden a local transit bus like I have today, you notice a partition between the bus driver and you. So years ago, that bus driver, he was like the captain of the ship. His word was the law. Now they have to protect the bus drivers from you know what. So anyways, after Neely died, a couple things did happen on our mass transit systems. A man stabbed three people on a train in Queens. And in New Jersey, a man threw hot coffee in the face of a conductor on a New Jersey transit train because the conductor asked for a ticket. I'm not making this up. Conductor asked for a ticket. The young man that had enough money for coffee but not a ticket said, can you let me ride for free? I don't have any money. The conductor says, well, you'll have to exit the train. And the gentleman with coffee threw it in the conductor's face, injuring his eyes. And then in my neck of the woods in Montgomery County, Maryland, which is a hop, skip, and a jump, an 18-year-old man was shot and killed in a train station over an argument. So we got three things, three different systems, and that's just the stuff that makes the news. And folks, today I was on the bus, I was on the train going about my business. I don't like taking the bus. I don't like taking the train. And thank God for Uber for a couple of reasons, because you got deranged homeless people out in the streets. They're using these subway cars as their bedroom and their bathroom and their closet and their pantry and everything else you can think of. And anyways, but as this is going on, where people like you and I have to deal with this every single day, you don't see Al Sharpton riding the rails looking to help people who need food, shelter, medical treatment, mental health assistance. Al Sharpton, you see him boarding a private plane at Teterboro Airport in New Jersey. So you got that going on. Then you have Benjamin Crump, who became a rich man because of dead black men. Let me repeat that again. Benjamin Crump is a race pimping lawyer who became rich because of dead black men. So he's not involved in the Jordan Neely case because he's dealing with another situation in New York City where a white pregnant nurse gets done with a 12-hour shift, wants to use one of these stupid rideshare bikes, and three black Utes, you can guess the color, harass this lady. They try to take the bike from her. So somebody had a phone out and was taking the footage of this, and it made this lady look like a Karen, a racist Karen. But again, you have a nurse coming from a hospital. You see the building in the background. She's in her scrubs. She got done working a 12-hour shift. She's pregnant. All she wants to do is get on her bike and go about her way. And you have Tyrone and his boys harassing this lady, trying to take the bike from this lady. And she's called a racist. So Benjamin Crump took up the case for these young black men, calling this nurse a racist. But here's the thing. The nurse has the receipts. The nurse lawyered up, said that we have the receipt that showed that she used her credit card to get the bike, to use the bike to go about her business. And this young black man, represented by Benjamin Crump, showed nothing. So Benjamin Crump tried to slander this lady on Twitter, calling her racist, this, that, and other thing, and that tweet is no longer on Twitter. However, you can take a screenshot of that. But as all this is going on, you got adults harassing other people, you got teenagers harassing adults. In Washington, D.C., a 10-year-old girl was shot and killed by a stray bullet on her way home from celebrating Mother's Day with her family. I'll say that again. A 10-year-old girl sitting in the back of her parents' car, going home, celebrating Mother's Day with mom and the family, was shot and killed by a stray bullet. And the shooters, four men of color. Yep. You know, no surprise there. Four black men just shooting away at a whole bunch of people. This 10-year-old girl shot. She went to the hospital, critical condition. Unfortunately, she passed away. No Benjamin Crump, no Al Sharpton, no Joy Reid, no protests, and the little girl's name is Micaiah Wilson. Nobody's mentioned Micaiah Wilson, but everybody's mentioned this Neely guy like he's a president or something. Well, what say you?
You know, it's the narrative, and we've been talking about this for years and years and years. I think, you know, at least half the American people realize that it's the narrative that sells. Yeah, you know, there's no more newspapers, really. I mean, you can buy one, but, you know, not many people do. I mean, I stopped buying newspapers, you know, when I got the internet. People are misled because there's, you know, if you read the Post and you read the Daily News, the story was basically the same, okay? But now, when you look at the news, you know, you look at Fox, you know, whatever news channel you can get on your device or on your TV, you know, national news, international news. It's all about what's popular or what they want to make popular. You know, you go way back, you know, 30 plus years, you know, Amy Fisher just, you know, 18-year-old kid, you know, shoots Mary Jo Buttafuoco in the head, and she does 5 to 15, and they make 3 movies out of her. Why? There were other murders in the country at that time. How the news, you know, rakes it across the coals, and they just shake to see what pops out.
Right.
I mean, I don't like the idea of unfair coverage. You know, the minute, you know, it's the media that's bringing up and not bringing up racism, and they do that at will.
Right, but think about Mary Jo Buttafuoco. She lived. It wasn't a murder. She lived.
Well,
she had like, she had like what looked like Bell's palsy. Anyway, we come up. We'll talk about a couple other things. The FBI doing what they do. Also, I might buy a swimsuit from Adidas. Stay tuned, everybody.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. Folks, as you know, summer is coming up, so you want to get, you know, swimsuit model condition. Walt and I both are in swimsuit model condition because we both have male genitalia, just like the one of the models on Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. Now, I remember as a boy, we used to look at the swimsuit issue when they had beautiful women. We're talking women, not dudes that look like women, and I'll just leave it at that. But anyways, you know, everything that these people touch actually goes to crap. But any moving right along, you know, I would love to take Doc Brown's DeLorean back to 1933 and talk to 80 and Rudy Dazzler. Who is 80 and Rudy Dazzler? They are the brothers who founded Adidas Footwear. And then in 1933, they joined the Socialist Workers' Party of Germany. No, I would imagine they support Chancellor Hitler and everything he stood for, so on and so forth. But I'd like to interview him and just say, hey, you know, about another 50 years, you got three black dudes selling your sneakers. Like, what? And then another 80 years, you have your company does a major deal with another black American worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And I'm sure they'd really be happy about that. And then finally, I would say, oh, by the way, you also sell some swimsuits in the new century. He's like, okay, yeah, and you have a man modeling a swimsuit. Okay, fine. Men wear swim trunks. They go swimming. So what about that? No. You have a man modeling a women's swimsuit. Yep. Folks, you heard that right. You have a Adidas came out and for whatever reason decided to put a man, have a man model a female swimsuit. Now, it's not like a tranny where they try to hide the male parts, put on makeup and whatnot. If you look at there's video clips of it. We have it on our website. There's a video clip. And also, there's still pictures. I mean, it's a dude. He's got chest hair like most of us have. And it's for whatever reason, he's modeling a female swimsuit. Now, I haven't been to the beach in a long time. I don't know if guys model or wear women's swimsuit when they go in the water. I doubt it. But for whatever reason, Adidas said, "All right, we'll have a dude put on a woman's swimsuit and just still be a dude, and that's that." And of course, and on top of that, the guy's black. So I'm sure the Dazzler brothers are spinning in their grave. Well, what say you about this mess? Another mess.
I saw that ad or whatever you want to call it, you know, with the black dude in the women's swimsuit and stuff. And I only saw it for a few seconds because I didn't, you know, not into looking at men, let alone men in women's swimsuits. But the guy kind of looked like that dude that caused the ruckus on the subway a few weeks ago. You know, that got killed for
Jordan Neely?
That, you know, yeah.
How funny would that be? Before he died.
The quick glance that I took at it, you know, it just said, it looks like the dude from the subway. and it also reminds me, you know, that of a movie quote in Con Air when they were loading the inmates onto the plane. And Dave Chappelle, who I still insist is Biggie Smalls that lost a lot of weight, but Dave Chappelle, the CEO said to Dave Chappelle, "You are one skinny Negro," and that's what this guy was in the swimsuit thing. It was really really skinny. So, you know, I just don't get. There's no appealing factor, for. You know, something like that. I don't get it.
Right.
I don't get it.
Well, you're not supposed to get it. It's supposed to show the LGBTQ MTA plus minus hashtag community that, oh, look, we're down with you. We're down with the cause. We got a guy wearing a woman's swimsuit that just looks like a guy. But I hope to God this summer that's not a trend, because with these fashion trends over the years, people just look retarded, to put it mildly. I mean, going to high school, you had people wearing Zee Cavaricci overalls. You had kids in high school that did not work on a farm, did not do any manual labor before or after school, wearing overalls. But they had to be Z Cavaricci overalls, and you had to pay top dollar for that crap. I'm trying to think some. The walk around the pants below the ass. My father perfected that back in 1977. But it's Do you know where the pants below the ass came from? Where that trend came from?
Harlem?
Well, no, because when you get processed into jail, they make you remove your belts and shoelaces. So you had all the brothers going through central booking or the local jail. They got the shoelaces and belts taken away so they don't hang themselves. So the pants are hanging off their ass. And my father, his pants, his designer Sears jeans.
I think they should have let some of the inmates keep their belts and shoelaces if they were afraid of that.
Right. Right. But my father's designer Sears rough skins blue jeans that are so dark, they're purple, and the stitching glows in the dark. He just has no ass, but his ass is in the front. That's why he's got to hitch him up. But I mean, it's only a matter of time before we go to the beach and we see dudes looking like the guy from Adidas. And Jesus, I don't know what to do. But anyways, we found out we found out how corrupt American government is. Special Prosecutor John Durham released a 300-page report on how bad it is in the FBI. The FBI more or less used false information, false pretenses to get a warrant on a political enemy. And it's the Clinton administration gave all this information to the FBI, and they use it against Trump. And then on top of that, you had FBI whistleblowers on Capitol Hill testifying how corrupt and politically motivated the FBI is, and the Democrats did everything they can to discredit and derail the whole hearing. Debbie Wasserman Schultz asked Jim Jordan, "Is like, well, are these people been determined whistleblowers by their employer?" And Jim Jordan's like, "No, they're determined whistleblowers by the law." So, anyways, they just did everything to stall and just derail the whole thing. But kudos to Jim Jordan and the Republicans for getting the word out, and these three brave souls who just absolutely ruined their career by just exposing the truth. They're not lying. They're not exaggerating. They're just simply telling the truth. But, I mean, we've known this for ever and a day, that how bad it is the FBI, because they've been a Gestapo organization since, what, 1935? I mean, J. Edgar Hoover had files on his political enemies as soon as the ink was dry in the executive order. And, you know, we all know how ruthless J. Edgar Hoover was, but I personally think that the FBI, I mean, the organized crime had a case file on Hoover. They probably gave him an envelope and said, "Listen, we got pictures. We know what you do. So let us do our thing. And, you know, these won't see the light of day." And that's how organized crime got so huge and started up Vegas and, you know, ran cities like New York, Philadelphia, and Chicago. And once J. Edgar Hoover passed away, you had people like Rudy Giuliani going after him and putting him in jail. But anyways, as for the garbage media, they do what they do best. I mean, they're right on cue. They've told us for 4 years that there was nothing but bombshells and walls were closing in on the Trump administration concerning Russiagate. And everything in the Russian dossier and everything coming out from Russia was the gospel truth. And it was a big lie. So then, fast forward to 2020, we're told that the laptop from hell is a false story, false narrative, fake news, including the self-made pornography starring Hunter Biden and various women. And, you know, Hunter Biden can do all the porn he wants and do what he wants with naked women, film it, and sell it. You know, that's fine. But the thing is, when you sell out America, when you're accepting bribes, because that's all it is, you're accepting bribes and you're corrupt, that's something else. But anyways, eventually the media said, yeah, this laptop story is true. And that's it. You know, nothing else to see here. Hunter Biden's illegitimate kid that they don't recognize, that his baby mama taking him to court, the tax trial going on with Hunter Biden. No, nothing to see here. We'll talk about Trump again. You know, Trump said this, Trump did that. You know, we got a Michael Jackson impersonator who died, who should be treated like a royalty. Then we got the Royals want to run a scene from the movie Bullets. That was debunked, but it's like Bob Grant says, it's sick and getting sicker. Walt, you want to chime in on anything?
Look, the FBI is going to do what the FBI is going to do. When Mr. Trump was in office, you know, he started to turn that place upside down. And, well, we'll have to continue this on another show.
Right on cue. But anyways, for Walter Yerke, this is Peter Scoop Stan reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it, everyone. See you next week.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.